I'm John Lewis, and you're listening to 360 Degree City, a podcast where we talk to all kinds of folks that are making life in cities better. Our hope is at the end of each episode, you'll start to see your own city from a slightly different angle. I love asking our guests to share one city they love and why. The city lovers we've had on the show have generally found this tough to answer, as they usually have a number of cities that they love. And most of the time, they cheat and they list more than one city, but because I'm an understanding person, I allow it. The answers we've received have been really insightful, so we thought we would put together a supercut highlighting the cities that our guests have listed as places they love. I must warn you though, what you're about to hear may increase your desire to travel.
New Orleans is such a cool place. I love cities with character, and I think New Orleans really fits that bill. But I also really love Portland. And I know it's super basic to say that a planner loves Portland, but it's such a great city. It has a lot of character. You know, I feel like businesses thrive there, especially the food scene. I like to get out and walk and eat and experience streets. And they have so many great streets that have a lot of history and that have a lot of personality. And it's just a city that does weird so well. And I like that a lot.
Maybe the perfect city would be the combination of like Naples and Barcelona for me in some ways. You know, the life and energy of the neighborhoods and the densities that are there. And these are beautiful historic cities that, you know, rarely rise over 8 stories. So they feel super in scale, have great transit, particularly I'm talking about Barcelona, the beach, the mountains, the food, the nightlife. I mean, you just kind of really, it's hard to find cities where I feel as energized as New York, and I'm definitely that energized in Barcelona. And then in Naples, if you've never been in Italy, it's like going back in time. I imagine it's what Barcelona and many, you know, European, large European cities were like 50 or 100 years ago. It still kind of feels that way in Naples, and it's cheap and it's dirty and it's loud and it's dense and it's like, it's ugly and it's beautiful. It's just like everything that you don't typically get in a European capital these days.
Northern cities, so you know, Amsterdam and Copenhagen and Stockholm and Oslo, you know, these kinds of cities are very, let's say, functional. That's why we like them. And then southern cities are exciting, right? So when you think about cities in Spain and in France and in Italy and in Portugal, they're really very vibrant and very, yeah, the energy of the people, right? That's what you go there for. But by the way, the Mediterranean cities are not particularly functional, huh? So the special cities are the ones that manage to really combine the functionality and the vibrancy. And that's what I think is special. Amsterdam, but also in a place like Barcelona, is vibrant, but it's also incredibly functional.
Just one city. Hey, that's hard. Narrow it down to just one. How are you going to be known? Just this one city, your favorite city. I really connected to this little place called Guayua in El Salvador. I got to paint a mural there, and you know, people just let me. They just let me because I was interested, because I was drawing in the park one day and someone was like, you know, talking to me about their little like street that had different murals from different artists. And I've heard since then it's been painted over because it wasn't, I did it in a day and it was above a bridal shop and it was a little dark, I think, for what they wanted. And, you know, but the town itself was just like beautiful, you know, in the kind of shadow of a big volcano and the sort of like lush landscape.
I always say I have 4 cities. I have Copenhagen, I have Montreal, I have Paris, and I have Barcelona. Those 4, man. If you you know, restricted me to living in those, you know, 4 places on the planet, I'd go, oh, dude, I got the 4 places. I'm good.
Oh my, I'm gonna have to say Montreal. There's a reason I live here. It's alternately absolutely beautiful and a giant pile of trash, and like the juxtapositions here are incredible.
I'm going to say Montreal again. You know, I love it as a Canadian city. You know, I fell in love with it as a bike city, but I just love the vibe a bit of it now. I visit any chance I get. It just feels like a place you want to spend your time with. I love the culture of it. I love the focus on art, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, any chance I get, I spend as much time in Montreal as possible.
Quebec City. And I love it because it truly embraces being a winter city. If you go there in the dead of winter, like I did in January of this year, everybody's outside. You've got little babies all bundled up and, you know, dads are pushing them in the stroller and you've got women that are out for a run over their lunch break. Everybody's outside. Mm-hmm. They get it. Yeah. They've embraced it. They own it. They are winter.
Yeah, easy, Berlin. It's accessible. It's human scale. There's a rich sense of place and culture there. It's affordable. There's just something for everyone in that city. And the feeling I got from Berlin, it's just the sense of, it's a grittiness, you know, it's this kind of like work in progress feel, like people build these like crazy bars with like, you know, colorful material. And like, it's not contrived.
I had the great fortune to visit Malmo, Sweden. And it quite frankly changed my life. How bikeable that city is, how walkable it is, the quality of the architecture, the human scaled architecture that has emerged of late. It was particularly memorable was the transformation of a marine industrial area where submarines of all places, of all things, used to be built in an area called the Western Harbor, Malmö Western Harbor, that through a series of architectural design competitions has become an absolutely remarkable gem of a community. Where you can park your car somewhere if you need to, but it's really all about bikes and walking. And the architecture is just absolutely striking.
Okay, well, so I'm going to cheat. I'm going to do one from now and one from before, and I'll make it quick. So my one from now, because I do think that they both showcase different things. My one from now is Stockholm, Sweden. I am an unashamed Scandophile. But my ancient city, my ancient city is actually one of the earliest cities. It's called Çatalhöyük in modern day Turkey. And the reason why I love that one so much is because it was during that transition period, it seems, from hunter-gatherers. It was, you know, literally one of the first cities from hunter-gatherers to, you know, fully settled society. And as far as we can tell, it was completely egalitarian in the way that it was run. So through burial records, we can see that male and female individuals were buried at the same amount of material goods with the same level of respect. It seems as though children were raised not in their own household exclusively. It was a very village-centered kind of child rearing, which is what they do in hunter-gatherer societies as well. So if we can find our way back to that, but not, you know, obviously not back to that because it was like population 7,500 at its peak, I think. but if we can find our way back to the kinds of humanist values that we had during our earliest cities and apply those to today, I think that we can solve these urban issues that we have.
Well, this is a very difficult question. There's a lot of cities out there. And for somebody that loves cities, you know, I have a real love-hate thing with it, but Boston. I was lucky enough to live in Boston for 6 years, and the quality of the streets in Boston are incredible.
Beechburg. You know, Beechburg is in Ontario. I used to be a whitewater rafting guide, and that was the closest town, and we'd go in for, we'd get Tuesdays off, and that's where we go drink. Yes. But so I feel that's a shitty answer. I need a better answer.
A city that I love is Rio de Janeiro. I was there a few years ago, and I was floored by how alive the city felt. The combination of the beaches, the geography, the culture, and the energy of the people made it a really special trip. We were able to cycle around the city and stay out way too late dancing at a samba bar and meet some incredibly friendly people. One of my favorite experiences was participating with my friends at Lead International in a workshop with local leaders in a favela to build capacity to create positive change in their communities. The energy and commitment of those folks still sticks with me to this day. I haven't been back since my first visit, but it's definitely on my list. I asked my team at Intelligent Futures about a city they love, and this is what they had to say.
A city I love very, very, very much is Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires is one of those cities I sort of felt drawn to from a very young age, before I even knew much about it. Essentially, I kind of had it on a pedestal before I even experienced it, and when I finally got the chance to, it completely surpassed my expectations. From the moment I stepped off the plane, I felt like I was in a fairy tale. It's huge and energetic, but it's also very charming and cozy and can feel really small. Every neighborhood has something new and creative, interesting, political, cultural, everything to offer. There's public art everywhere and design everywhere and creativity, so much sort of informal entrepreneurship just popping up everywhere you look. The food is so good. The soccer games, I have to say, are life-changingly exciting and also sort of scary. I had a lit firecracker thrown at my face at one of the games.
So my favorite city is definitely Montreal, and there's a nostalgic reason for this as I grew up there. But the city is also very unique within Canada. It's culturally distinct. It's scrappy and affordable despite its size. It's got a great stock of buildings that are representative of architectural history in Canada, from European arrival through to Victorian and Georgian eras into modernism, postmodernism, and then whichever era we find ourselves in now. Over an afternoon on foot, you can really see the expanse of Canadian architectural history in Montreal relatively easily and get a sense of how the city has grown and changed over time. When you're done taking in all that art and design, the food is great. Someone much smarter than me once said that the Montreal food scene features American portions of French food at Canadian prices, and I think that really captures it very well. To burn off those calories, you're certainly free to make use of one of the continent's best bike and active transportation systems. Its relative affordability and cultural capital ensures that there's always something to do, usually for very little money, and there's always a sense of surprise and wonder as you work your way through the cultural scene in the city. And for all these reasons and more, that's why Montreal is my favorite city.
One city that I love so, so much is the city of Amsterdam. I had the opportunity to live there for a year, and I just fell in love with it for so many reasons. But to keep it short, one reason that I fell in love with Amsterdam is because the streets and parks really, truly are the community's living room. And I mean that quite literally. On sunny days, it's not uncommon to see people move their indoor furniture out onto the sidewalk. You know, a dining room table or a couch. And people would just crack a bottle of wine, sit on their couch that's on the sidewalk, chat with their friends, and just watch the city pass by. And it just added so much vibrancy to the place, and that's just one of few reasons why I love Amsterdam so, so much.
My favorite city is Valencia in Spain. That city really impressed me when I visited there. An incredible public spaces, great food, great nightlife, and an amazing beach that is just super beautiful. Valencia is also very cool due to how juxtaposed all the buildings are, with some very, very old building and some very contemporary new architectures. So it makes it a truly interesting city, because you're always on your toes everywhere you turn. And there is a lot less tourists there than most of the other big metropolitan areas in Spain, such as Barcelona and Madrid.
I absolutely love Vienna. Being that it's on the European tourist circuit, you'd imagine the presence of visitors would be prominent, but it was quite the opposite. Even in the city center, there's a real local vibe. Tons of students, families, and seniors occupying every inch of public and park space. I was lucky enough to do some primary research on their affordable housing model while there, and I was super impressed with the physical infrastructure of these government-run housing developments. But to a greater extent, I really appreciated their focus on alternative transportation. With a large, well-connected transit and bike network, moving around without a car was seamless, even to the city's edges. Most affordable housing there is actually built with this network in mind, and in some instances, transit passes and on-site bicycle amenities are provided as part of one's tenancy in the affordable housing units.
I'd love to hear about a city that you love and why. Tweet at us at 360 Degrees City to tell us and share a picture or two about a city that you love. 360 Degrees City is created by the team at Intelligent Futures. To learn more about the work we do, you can go to intelligentfutures.ca. The music in this episode and in all our episodes is by Sound of Picture. If you like the podcast, please share it with someone that might be interested in seeing their own city from a different angle. We would love it if you subscribed and reviewed the podcast and would love to hear your feedback. If you have any suggestions for future guests or topics that you'd like us to cover, get in touch with us on our website or any of our social accounts. I'm John Lewis. Thanks for stopping by.